So is it worth it to have your weed card there?
Mm-hmm. It is if you want to go get like some exotic shit. Like if you want to go get some specialized shit, like it's good for special occasions and shit. But like I said, I like to support, you know, entrepreneurs and their, you know what I'm saying, and their ventures, you know what I'm saying, to grow their small businesses. So, you know, I definitely, you know, reinvest in my community.
This is the Toxic Tangents Podcast.
Let's call it an active observer.
Yeah.
God, my Davis.
Oh, no. Isn't it active observer?
Yeah.
Julius, cut the record. Cut the cord.
Cut the cord. No, I just wanted to say, I went to the wrong bar. Like, where I pulled up and they're like, nah, we actually about to do last call. But no, the owner was cool and shit. I got a free drink and shit, but I should have went to Meadowlark. I fucked up. It's too late now.
Meadowlark still open?
I think so. I mean, right now, I don't know, but yeah, I think I fucked up. Damn.
Oh, man.
You're at home. You're fine.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to be faded. He said, cut the cord. Why are you tired? You're not fucked up yet? All the wine you've been drinking?
First of all,
yes. It was me talking shit because I had some free drinks. I was actually about to leave, but I guess he talked me in. He's like, no. Hey, first one's on me. I'm like, all right. But then I saw it was probably really just for the bartender. I was like, all right, let me get this other drink, pay for it, tip her. You know what I'm saying? Just because I believe in tipping bartenders.
Oh, yeah. Tip your waitress.
I have that song in my head. What's it called? I never been with a baddie. Something.
Never been with a baddie? I never been with a baddie. Well, no.
I guess none of us have ever been with a baddie.
What do you consider a baddie? Is a baddie an 8, 9, or 10?
What's an 8, 9, or a 10?
You know what I'm saying?
That's the question.
Because, you know, the scale is like 5 is average, 6 is a little bit.
What makes the scale, though, like bro? Like, what makes the scale?
Me, shit.
Okay, so am I 8, 9, or 10, or 7?
I can't even answer that. That's for him to answer.
Well,
he looked at us like,
Neither one of y'all.
He's like, stand up, shake something real quick.
Right. Hit 360. No, I'm just playing. Just playing. You ain't gonna hit this. I'm just playing.
I'm a 10.
Would you go on Kevin Samuels and say that?
I'm a 10.
Why you beat me to that shit, nigga? I built this shit, build it up.
I'm a 10.
Man, I fucked with you, real nigga.
Everybody, I need to stop bringing that man's name. He just say too much,
bro, that
real
built
shit.
Up. That built up, bro. I was finna say something like that.
No,
like,
a while ago, he grilled this girl because she said something like she compared herself to Beyonce or something. And he said,
well, me?
Okay, no. This is on that guy's show. He told her, okay, so if I take a picture of you and a picture of Beyonce and put them side by side, everybody gonna say that y'all equal, whatever. And he actually did it after the episode. And I don't know if they took that down or not, but
that's not nice.
they were grilling her. It was bad.
Yeah,
no, she shouldn't have done it to herself.
It's not untrue though.
That's not nice.
Yeah, face wise, she was like a 3 though. Right. Okay, no, I won't give her a 3.
What?
She was like a 4.
Was she a 3? Nah, fuck that. Was she a 3?
She was like a 4 or 5. Nah, she was like average. I'll say average.
Bro, seriously?
Nowhere close to no 10, though.
Hold on. Okay. Now we finna get into the meat and potatoes about some conversation shit, right? You have to understand that men are visual.
Okay.
We are, unfortunately.
That ain't so. That's like 90% of the reason we with you.
Okay, yes. And yes, and that is.
I don't think anybody ever fell in love at first sight with a ugly person.
No, I'm lying. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
5.5 the reason that I'm with you.
No, Because I bet you can have a dude that you not that attracted to, but he got that bag and you'll be with him. No questions asked.
No.
To a certain degree, no. I bet.
No, Julius, don't lie on me.
Let me use a common example.
I would not be with you just because you got a bag.
Can I use a common example?
Yeah.
Do you think Jay-Z, the rapper, is attractive?
If you have a... Wait, hold on.
Do you think Jay-Z is attractive?
No, Jay-Z is not attractive.
All right, then. Perfect example.
How did he pull?
Many women say that. They're like, yo, that nigga's trash.
Because he was a nice person.
You don't even know his personality. You've never met him.
Why y'all asking me this shit when I don't fucking know?
I'm doing that to make a point.
Because he pulled who many would consider as like the best woman on the planet, basically.
Kelly Rowland does look better.
Is she the best woman on the planet?
Beyonce's toward the top, though. She did get a tit job.
He said what? It right though. Kelly Rowland is way better.
Yeah, and Kelly Rowland got a boob job too, but she's just a little bit prettier and darker too.
Anyways. So if either one of them came knocking on your door and was like, hey, so I've been noticing you. And
who, Kelly Rowland or Beyonce?
I said both.
If they both came to the door?
I'm dropping my drawers at the door.
And so I just wanted to know if I could take you out for a
You could have me.
Or tea.
I'm naked already.
Are we talking about we got to pick one or are you talking about they just both came to the door? I'm going with Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
it wouldn't be an easy choice.
Why is it Kelly over Beyonce?
She's just a little bit prettier. That's all.
Kelly is so fucking pretty.
I didn't say it was leaps and bounds though. Let's not get crazy. But
Kelly is fine.
Yeah.
Look, I have no complaints. I'm over here being the devil's advocate. Okay.
I'm about to Google him right now.
Yeah. No.
Just to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do not want you to disrespect my B.
Oof.
Yeah, she is. Because you know what she is.
Have you seen her Instagram lately?
Yes, something else.
Kelly Rowland's Instagram? Oof.
I'm sorry. I liked Kelly all the time better, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Beyonce was cool because she got all the mic time, but I noticed Kelly all the time.
There's just something annoying about Beyonce for some reason. I think that's really what it is. It's more about her personality for me. It's not even her outward appearance. I would say, personally, her outward appearance isn't quite as good as Kelly, but it's more about the personality that I see in the media that's just annoying in some way. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Like, why does she annoy? Why does her personality annoy me? I don't know.
It's because you cannot see her in a porn movie.
Actually, I bet I could Google that. Beyonce titties.
That's why.
Yeah, no.
We just can't.
Okay.
Let that go.
When did she get her titties done?
Outside of Beyonce's looks, like. Cause she is beautiful. There ain't no fight there.
She's like basically white in that picture.
Like you like pretty much
that's
like.
That's just highlight. That's highlight. Yes. What were you saying?
My thing is this: I don't understand how she got women so confused. Oh my God. She bounces her fans throughout the confusion chain. She gonna tell you cater to him, fuck him, leave him alone, kick him to the curb. You don't need him. He cheating. I'm back with him. All this. Y'all don't know what to do now. Y'all so blind by the beehive. It's crazy. I think that's why most women don't know what they want. Because they've been listening to Beyonce for the last 20 years, and she done told you need a soldier, you need to cater to him, you need to be an independent woman. All the ladies is independent.
Which one is it?
Depending on when you was born, you fucked up.
Yeah, which one is it?
I never thought about that.
You're right.
I think that's the reason why I don't like her, because she's leading these women. down the path of destruction.
You know, I'm okay with you saying some of those things. Like, let's just come to a mutual understanding of who we think she is, because we actually don't know. She married Jay-Z and they had children.
And she got cheated on.
Like both of them. Actually, she looked like both of them.
She got cheated on.
Oh God!
And she had y'all ready to leave y'all man who ain't did shit.
No, she is pretty. I don't know. You know how there's like women that are pretty, and they're like, yeah, I can like her. And then there's women that are like, she just seems like she'd be a bitch if I met her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even care how good you look. I could just tell if I met her in person, she'd just be a bitch.
Like she played a mean role.
No, not played it. She just seems like she is a bitch.
Like with so
the
much
mean girl. The mean girl just, role.
With that so type of emphasis.
Determination, like
on the B.
Bitch. Like
so much gusto.
Is she, you really think Beyonce is a bitch like that?
Does she look
Are
like
you
it?
Serious? No.
I think she does.
I wouldn't go that
far. Like, no.
You know what
she
it is?
She look like a bitch.
No. I wouldn't go that far. You know what it is? I think that you think it is, bro, and I'm going to call it what it is for real. And this ain't no disrespect, Nico, because I know you're going to probably fit in this category. Okay. It's her fans that make you dislike her.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
It's her fans. Because according to them, she can't do shit. The air she breathes.
She can't do nothing wrong.
She breathes is blessed with billions of dollars and just all types of greatness. Oh my God, look at that.
Gorgeous. She is so beautiful.
She looks like a black Barbie doll.
Look at that. Everybody's face just lit up.
She looks like a black Barbie doll.
Like that's true beauty. As soon as you lay eyes on her, just your face just lights up.
Does she make you happy, dog? That's what.
Yes, she makes me happy.
That is true feminine energy when that shit can come through several devices.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
She's more feminine. Kelly Rowland is just some things you can't even put anything on it. She's just more feminine. And feminine is beauty.
Yeah,
that's why you see like little quote unquote skinny little model bitches getting praised for their looks. Why? It's because they're more feminine.
Yeah. And you can't even femininity is relative to the observer. Like you can't say
I disagree. No. Beauty is. Femininity. Feminine is feminine. Beauty is different. Beauty is in the eye of a beholder. And I know it can seem like splitting hairs to some degree. But as a man, and this is probably something that you don't fully understand because you don't have balls. that sounded like I'm drunk. So I was trying to put that in a less like misogynistic way because it sounds like I'm just a he-man woman hater over here.
All right, man. We men.
I need a translator.
You said that I cannot understand what
fully.
Okay. Let's put it like this, right?
Because I don't have testosterone.
Oh, I said balls.
That's perfect. There you go.
Because
I don't produce enough testosterone. There you go.
Because your balls, you can have balls, and yeah, I can have balls too.
It's 2021. Yeah, it's 2021. On, yeah.
It's 2021. Born with balls.
It's gonna be 2022, man.
Yeah, I was born with balls. and then eventually they dropped down, and you know, I became a man.
They produce some balls. They produce some balls.
Until they drop down, you had a pussy.
No.
Balls ain't nothing. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, though. Balls ain't nothing but male ovaries, though. So.
Exactly.
No, because.
Yes, really, they are. Yes,
yeah, because. Yeah,
you know what's in an ovary?
Yes.
Do you want a biology major to get technical?
Yeah.
You know what's in an ovary?
There's
fucking eggs in there.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have eggs.
Fucking sperm. That's your
sperm. It's just got a bunch of
eggs and sperm is sperm.
Bro, like they're
one carries half the gametes and the other carries the other chromosome of gametes. You understand how that works?
You talking about gametes?
Bro, yes. Does that make sense?
No, it makes no sense at all because I'm so stupid.
I missed it. What happened?
Like the sperm gonna have these chromosomes, the egg's gonna have these chromosomes.
No.
Does that make sense?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but no, it doesn't make sense.
That's why some people are born XX and some people are born XY. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this isn't biology class.
I think you made it. That's what you made it. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm
blazed up. So that's the type of shit.
I'm waiting for you to tell me how your balls were not ovaries.
No, I think I know what you're getting at is before in utero, before the baby is either sex, they technically start off looking one way, if you will.
Yeah, they're like this.
And I think that's where you're getting that from, but
you think that's where I'm
actually going. I need to Google that. What?
Yeah, go ahead.
What determines the sex of the baby in utero?
Shit, chance. God damn it. 50-50
chance. The sex of the baby is determined by the chromosome makeup at conception. So there you go. An embryo with two X chromosomes will become a girl. An embryo with two Y, or with an XY chromosome, my bad, will become a boy. So yeah, that's all it is.
Literally a flip of a coin.
Kind of, yeah. To be honest, it's what the sperm had and what the egg had when they met, and you see what you got.
Not my man.
Basically, yeah. So it doesn't matter. I get what I know where you're getting that from. It doesn't matter because if that baby in utero had two X chromosomes the whole time, they're not gonna develop a dick because that's not what the DNA says to make. Anyways, let's change the subject.
Right, because we're like,
let's get back to Kelly Rowland.
We're not smart enough for this. Would you ever date a trans person?
No.
No.
Oh, she's so pretty. Look at Kelly Rowland.
She's gorgeous.
Would you?
Huh?
Would you?
She's not trans, by the way. Kelly Rowland is.
Kelly Rowland is a
XX chromosome.
She's a cisgender female.
What's up, beautiful and ugly listeners? I just want to interrupt this program real quick to remind you to hit that follow button wherever you're listening, or subscribe button, depends on where you're at. That's all I want to ask you to do. It really helps out the show. So please show your support real quick. Just hit follow. That's it. That's one little thing. All right, now back to the show.
Did data transgender male?
Okay.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. It was okay. It was fine. It was weird, but it was fine. I liked
it. In what
them.
Way?
And I couldn't go past the hugs and kisses. Like I couldn't do it.
Mm.
Like I liked them as a person. I just couldn't go into like sexuality.
Got you.
And it was nothing against him at all. Because he was like a wonderful person, like a wonderful, amazing person. It was just me. Like
you're hardwired a certain way.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it.
Hardwired a certain way.
Yeah, I was like, you know, in my mind, honestly, I was like, if I'm going to be with a guy, I was like,
I was going to say something toxic, but no.
Yeah, that's what the toxic tangents.
I'm not going to say anything toxic. Not that toxic.
You know,
Kelly has higher cheekbones. I think that's what it is.
Give me the left side of the menu, please.
She has higher cheekbones.
Oh,
I think maybe that's why she's prettier. I don't know.
She does.
I don't know. Sometimes you can't even claim. You can't even call it.
You like the brown skins.
Or even, shit, she's prettier than Beyonce. That's crazy, man.
And she from the crib, too. She from Chicago, so.
Actually, I'm about to say, maybe, shit.
She's pretty. She's beautiful. I don't know.
She's not beautiful, but
I don't feel
she's
like
not beautiful.
She would
I don't
feel like be.
We should. I don't feel like we should compare them.
Damn,
I very much so believe we should.
That was the bitch was that they switched
say.
Out.
That's what I was going to say. Like, are we talking about as in the ranks of Destiny's Child? Because she would definitely be like four. Because what's her name? Lockett. What's her name?
Latoya.
I don't
Latoya Lockett.
She was the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what she was popular for. Yeah. See, I didn't know what LaToya Luckett was ever popular from. I didn't pay attention back then.
What?
Like, I always knew the name, but bro, I was how old when Destiny Child was popping? And plus, I'm a boy, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
How? Wait.
Look, I'm 29, so I know about Destiny Child, obviously.
Yeah, no, you do not know about
that. You know them broads is only like 40.
First of all, why you gotta call them broads?
I mean, them young ladies was only 40.
They are the same age as myself. You know
what? I'm gonna say I'm 34. I'm gonna
fight you later. They're all beautiful in their own way. Beyonce does not make the group.
Well, she did. She did. No, she doesn't make the group because it's not a group anymore. She did.
She did
make the group.
No, she didn't. That's what I'm trying to say. She didn't make the group.
It was Beyonce, Kelly, and the other two.
Well, I get what you're saying. She didn't create it, but
she
carried the team.
But that's why they got rid of the other two. They cut it down to the third.
She was like, I can't do this shit.
Oh, yeah. Are any of them married?
I think Kelly. I think Michelle Williams.
Okay.
She's a singer now too. So,
damn, they went through a few bitches. Okay, so it was Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle Williams, Latavia Robertson.
That was the one of the original four.
Okay, LaToya Luckett, Farrah Franklin. So they switched out four chicks.
Oh, yeah.
They did come back. Okay, right. So they had the original four.
There was four originally?
They had the original four. It was Beyonce, Kelly, LaToya, and the little one with the chubby cheeks. LaTanya, right. She had the chunky cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Little cute girl with the chunky cheeks.
She had the red hair. Yeah, her. She cute.
Yeah. She had a little chunky cheeks.
LaTavia.
She was younger, so she had like LaTavia, she was.
Beyonce and Kelly.
Right.
Then they dropped the
girls with the two L names, LaToya and LaTavia, and then they picked up Farrah and Kelly.
Yeah.
And then they ended up dropping Farrah. Farrah and Michelle. Yeah, I keep coming to say Kelly. They picked up Farrah and Michelle. Yep. And then they dropped Farrah off because I don't know. I think she probably probably looked at Beyonce like, bitch, fuck you. And worst decision of her life.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. According to Wikipedia, because, you know, they're the most credible source on earth.
Absolutely.
That was a joke. it says 1999 to 2000, Destiny Child. Oh, yeah. She didn't live long at all. Damn.
No. She did like,
Clipped her early.
I think she was there for like one album.
Shit. Got you. So that's really why they went. I mean, Kelly Rowland had her own little joint, but you know.
That was. See, you hear her songs. Her song was about motivating her nigga.
Ooh, man. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Her song was about loving her dude. You listen to Kelly. You got you a man.
Let me be your motivation.
Isn't she not married to this day, though?
I don't know. Right. Yeah. I get why.
She has a kid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or no, just one.
I think she just had one kid.
But that shorty old as fuck. Yeah. He damn it grown.
She waiting on me to give her the next one.
Don't get it, dog.
You know what? Go ahead and put it up in there.
Yeah, she only 40, so that means she plenty fertile. She's a bitch like that. Stay fertile for a minute. You could tell.
Maybe.
Can we not?
A young lady like that.
Thank you. Let's not call her a bitch like that. a whole little fertile bitch like that.
Ryan, what was that? What they slipping your free drink? Thing?
A bitch like that.
He came back with a whole different energy.
they poured me up some tequila. I guess the nigga that owned it. Yeah, I guess that shit is black owned, so I gotta support now. And it's down the street.
What's black owned? Where?
Partners in Crime.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and shout them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see if they can sponsor this damn podcast.
They should. I mean, they could. Look, I'm talking shit. They could.
Hey.
We could probably record a podcast at.
Maybe.
I was just gonna say that because I don't drink. But I've always, you know, seen that kind of deal going around, and that's a good idea. Like, y'all like to drink, y'all take this to the, like, y'all to that place right there. Just be like, man, y'all go in. They'll do it, shit. For some exposure? Hell yeah, they do it. If I can find a, if I can find like a smoke bar to do that shit.
That's what I need to do. I think I just need to pop up.
Yeah.
At different places in a suit, pass out my car, you know, shake some hands.
First of all, say, you need to pop up with the microphone in your backpack. And then we need to just like sit down and just start talking.
I'm down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So what's the situation with the dispensaries and stuff out in Chicago?
All right. So basically, you gotta have a car to go in there. And then when you go in there, it's like it's fucking private security with AKs and shit. Guarding the fucking door.
That why does that not surprise me? Because they know how them niggas get down.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't going.
Private
security.
You ain't taking.
So is it worth it to have your weed card there?
It is if you want to go get like some exotic shit. Like if you want to go get some specialized shit, like it's good for special occasions and shit. But like I said, I like to support, you know, entrepreneurs and their, you know what I'm saying, and their ventures, you know what I'm saying, to grow their small businesses. So, you know, I definitely, you know, reinvest in my community.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking prices is way better.
Okay. So, yeah, so that makes sense. Because like out here, this shit is really ubiquitous. Like, literally right across the street, I could walk straight out my apartment door, walk across the street, and right there on the corner, there's a dispensary. There's dispensaries everywhere. The prices are good. They got good weed.
Y'all been straight for a minute, though. Y'all set the blueprint out there. That's
what actually, California did. Well, No. We might have, because California for a long time, they was pushing medical only.
Right.
California followed us.
In fact, there was hella motherfuckers in California.
California was legal. California was legal.
We are the first one that did the legalization of recreation.
Yeah. Right, and y'all properly tax that shit.
Yeah, the fuck we did.
That's why y'all straight up there on the taxes side and all that other shit. Like y'all ain't got to really worry about a lot of the shit we got to worry about here in fucking Illinois and shit. Y'all whole state good as far as that shit. You know what I'm saying? I be telling motherfuckers all the time, if I'm leaving here, going to Colorado, or Texas.
I'm never leaving.
Yeah, for real.
A lot of people are moving here because of that. That's definitely one thing. And then just jobs and things like that. Practical shit.
Makes it very hard.
But yeah, definitely, like, there's so many factors why there's a lot of people moving to Denver. I mean, a lot of people hate it.
It's very expensive to live here. It's very expensive.
Yeah, so that's the thing that people don't like, because like, it's people from Cali.
As shit.
Yeah.
Like, it has at least $1,200 for a one bedroom or studio apartment.
Yeah, it's about right. In some parts of Chicago out here like that.
That's kind of like everywhere. Yeah. Especially like when you get downtown. I feel like downtown any city is.
Yeah. Now if you stay in the major part, like the downtown part. I mean, of course you got, you know what I'm saying, the not so good neighborhoods, but even still, you looking at like $1,500 to $1,800 for, you know, a house that's almost 200 years old.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no.
How many bedrooms?
Yeah, it's really not. You might get 3 bedrooms, 3-4 bedrooms.
15 you know what I'm for a 3-bedroom?
My thing is this, it's not necessarily. It's,
me and Jules, but like, wait.
But then with them utilities hit, because you said it's like, 200 years old.
This is the thing. This is the thing. When you buying these houses and shit out here too, especially in Chicago, you looking at hella taxes. Like, Chicago tax like a motherfucker. They tax for everything. Parking, property tax, all that shit is fucking sky high. You know what I'm saying? Along with a lot of the inconveniences of the city, the parking, you know what I mean? The houses themselves. When I say they old, like Chicago is an old ass city.
I know. My uncle lived there.
It's them houses is old. They haven't really been, you know what I'm saying, renovated.
Right.
Then, yo,
you know what?
Basement flood, basement flooding is fucking horrible.
And that's real. That's really fucked up because
it sounds like you just don't get got. You know, check when the last time the plumbing was renovated in the.
That's why Barack Obama was over there doing the work that he was trying to do. When he was trying to do it,
I think he ain't do shit here.
He
ain't do shit here. He did shit everywhere else.
Nothing on the south side.
He ain't do shit here.
Oh my God.
I ain't saying he wasn't a bad president. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying as far as Chicago
thank you.
Went,
thank you. I'm like, some people try to talk noise. I'm like, okay, what have we seen in presidents after him? Not too much to talk about.
The president don't do
even
shit.
Even right before him, not too much to talk about. So come on now. Let's get off my nigga Barack.
Look, like, when the president comes in, they literally have to basically sweep up the trash of the previous president. And so unless they get a second term, they're not able to, you know, show what it is that they really wanted to do with their presidency.
And in the last president's term before Biden,
Biden,
he didn't get a chance to keep it going like that, and so now it's more like that.
No, honestly, Biden got a full.
I wouldn't say that yet. More like
he got set up. Yeah. He was like, it was like double dutch. He was like, okay, all right, bro, all right, okay. We got this COVID. This is happening during my presidency, and boom, boom, pow. And it was like a ping pong. He was like, okay,
and
how we gonna?
Have you seen,
Biden got the best presidency. Ever, and he's still fucking it up.
Well, you got to understand, what, he's about a year in, so like...
Yeah, but my
people,
thing is...
People need to be a little bit more patient. Like, I hear what you're saying.
No, my thing is, though, I see what she's saying, because your presidency is only... Like, as a president, their legacy is only as good as the person they were succeeded.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So...
Wait, no.
I wouldn't say
no.
I wouldn't say that. It's majorly defined as the person that succeeded.
Not as good.
That preceded and succeeded him.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. It's that's what I meant. That's how I meant to say it. Like, it's defined by the person they succeed. Yeah. I don't really think it matter who come after them. You know what I'm saying? Because if you good, the person that if you're a good president, then if the person that come after you is a better president, they still not gonna look at you as a bad president.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
All kinds of validated and unvalidated facts in this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. All right, go ahead and hit that follow button just to show your support for the show. I love you. Or maybe I don't. Maybe I hit you. Anyways, catch us next week, Monday. Same bad time, same bad channel. Stay toxic.